This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Jagged little pill.
Oh, boom, boom, there's the connection.
And speaking of jagged little pill and the reason for playing this great song, we have our next guest on the line, and that is Leah Howard, who is the Australian Associate Director of Jagged Little Pill, which is playing now, and also has like quite a fantastic bio in her own right. As a commercial dancer, resident director, choreographer, it's like, you name it.
Oh, overachiever.
Yeah.
Boring. Like overachievers, don't we?
Sounds like we'll have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, sorry. I just love art and entertainment.
Well, so do we. But we're hopeless. Yeah, we can't do anything. All we can do is talk on the phone.
Leah, thank you so much for joining us. Before we go into the show, it'd be wonderful to actually hear a bit more about your background because, you know, you've worked in some very big productions. I've heard hints of things about the Olympics and some big names that you've worked with as well. Could you tell us a little bit about some of your highlights?
Yes, well, one big name that I'm sure you'll all know who I've worked with is Australia's own John O'Hara.
Hey!
Yes. I've done this my whole entire life. You know, this was my plan A, my plan B, my plan C, and I've just been, you know, so lucky and, you know, I'm grateful that I get to do this and I get to play in arts and entertainment and in theatre and in live stage shows. So, you know, I've had so many opportunities afforded to me to be able to work in these amazing, you know, amazing pieces and shows and, you know, being in the Sydney 2000 Olympics, you know, all that time ago now, was amazing. I was there with Tap Dogs, you know, Dean Perry did an amazing Tap Dogs piece, and he, you know, it was a mixed cast, and that was pretty special with Adam Garcia, and just being in my hometown, opening the Olympics, and doing something, you know, so extravagant and so big on that scale was extraordinary, and you know, that was special, and I've been lucky enough, gosh, to work on, you know, some of the greatest, you know, musicals in the world. And I feel very lucky, you know, some great stories that I've been involved in, Avenue Q, Mary Poppins, you know, and I just love the process. I love our industry. I wish the government loved it a little more.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really, sorry again.
No, we're just agreeing with you.
Very much agreeing.
Yeah, it is. It's just really special to be a part of, and you know, the friends and family that I've made through, you know, the work I've been able to do all over the world has been really amazing, and I'm really grateful for it.
Okay, now let's talk about this show. All know the music. The music's by
Alanis Morissette.
Right. And it's actually called Jagged Little Pill, which is the name of her album.
It is the 90s album
from
Alanis. And, yeah, it's spectacular. It's you know, it's a different show than any that I have really worked on. And it's got, it's like the music was written for the show, you know.
Mm.
But we definitely know, and I know you've all seen it. And, you know, I'd love to, you know, have this conversation, and I, you know, it's just the music sits so well. They've crafted this show so well. It's not like a jukebox musical, I don't think.
Well,
I'm so biased.
Yeah, but the story is quite deep in a way. Probably won't give too much away, but so people, you know, can see it for themselves. But there is a real story there, a family. You follow this family through the story. And the cast are amazing. The voices, as I mentioned earlier, are so powerful. And, you know, there's a standing ovation. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say that. Halfway through the show. Happen every night.
And it does, you know, the emotion. And look, this is a story about relationships, and I think the great thing is that we're seeing human connection, and we as audience members can definitely see ourselves up on that stage. Mm. And we're connecting to this story so intensely because it's somewhere where we all may have been, you know, in our past and as we're watching this show. So I think that's the real important part of this show. You know, it's like that, the first lines of, you know, a jagged little pill, you swallow it down, you know, it feels so good. And then it's a jagged little pill. So there is going to be a breakdown or there is going to be intense emotional feeling. So, you know, it's just such a deep show, and it's really real and raw, and I think connective, and I think that's the what people are seeing. You know, all our audience is seeing are just walking out feeling, you know, and that's something we've been looking for you know, especially in the recent times, is just something to connect to and something to hold on to and something to see.
Yeah,
that and, we can really feel.
And the mother is played by who?
Oh, the wonderful Natalie Bassingthwaite, or Nat Bass, as she is, you know, affectionately known around the country and the world. And she is like, she's extraordinary. And, you know, I'll go out on a limb and say I've never seen her do something so deep and meaningful. And she's just grabbing it by everything and giving us all of it and more in her storytelling and her connection to this character.
Yeah.
You know, and like, it's just, it's a big play for her and it's a big storyline. And this MJ, Mary Jane Healy, who is the mother of the family that we go on this journey with, is complex, but is, you know, a little bit of all of us. And Nat is really making that connection with our audiences every night. And it's huge. And she's extraordinary. And, you know, we know she's a rock girl from way back. You know, she's got this voice of steel, and it's extraordinary when it just connects and it's powerful. And Nat really brings it all to the table.
Mm.
She, yeah. If you don't like Alanis Morissette, I just say come for Natalie Bassingthwaite.
Well, actually, to be quite honest, when I was going along, I thought, I'm not a, I know all the songs, of course. You know, I was how could you get away from those songs? So I know them very well, but I wasn't a huge fan of the songs. But seeing the show, it takes on a whole new meaning.
Yeah, it does. And you don't know what you're expecting either, if I'm right, when you're coming to see the show. You know, Alanis was very instrumental and very adamant that this show not be about her or a biopic.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep, fantastic. You know, so, and where's it playing?
It's playing at the Comedy Theatre.
Yep.
On Exhibition Street in the East End District.
Right. And when's it finishing? Because it had a bit of a hiccup, didn't it, to begin with?
Yes, well, we had as everything has, you know, we've had a COVID hiccup.
Yep.
So we did have the producers were pushed by a week because a lot of our cast and our crew came down with COVID. We were luckier than some of our other shows in the industry that we were on a transfer. So it wasn't like we were playing. We were transferring from Sydney to Melbourne. So, you know, I see that as a positive that we could get through COVID and be out there on the other side in order to, you know, kind of have, I guess, a herd immunity within the show so that we can really keep playing. And, you know, it's not easy. Not everybody has had it, but majority of our cast and crew have had it. So it's just, it's a trying time. You know, we test every morning and we have, you know, great COVID protocols and policies at work as every theatre show, you know, and the theatre is very safe to come back into for audience members, and there's check-ins and mask wearing. So, you know, we're really diligent and we're, you know, really being smart about not bringing COVID into the building.
The band is excellent band as well, which it should be.
Excellent band.
Yeah.
Led by, the wonderful Peter Rutherford. And it's just great. You know, we've got you know, rockers and musical theatre pit players up in our band, and it's just so awesome to see them integrated within this show as well.
Yeah, brilliant. And when do you think it will finish?
Oh, look, we're slated till March 27.
So, oh, okay.
You know, yes, that's what we're we're hoping for. Fingers crossed.
Yep.
All keeping COVID safe.
Yeah, and
then taking it on tour after that. That's the Melbourne run that goes till March.
Yeah.
Where are you heading after that?
Yeah, and then we return into Sydney. And a lot of the rest of the states are on the cards as well.
All right, brilliant. Fantastic. So Comedy Theatre, book your tickets now, people. Go and see it because it is a bloody good show.
It is a bloody good show. Thank you so much for having me.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We've been talking to Leah Howard here on Joy 94.9 Sunday.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.